Fantasy Rap
with Austin and Ozzy.
Hey everyone, this is Fantasy Rap, and I'm your host, Ozzy.
And I'm your co-host, Austin.
You can find us on fantasyrap.com. That is fantasywrap.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to the follow-up to week six. We'll start off with how we did.
How we did. I believe I went...
You don't even know.
I went 2-2. Well, I had, like... So in the Dynasty League with... our friend Nick, my team, I put up like 86 points. It was bad. Well, I've got, you know, I was riding the hot hand. I had a triple Ram stack on that roster. I've got Stafford, Puka, and Devontae, which has been great for the last couple weeks. And then
Puka
this week,
gets hurt. Stafford sucks.
And Devontae suffers because of it. Right. But James Cook, 2 weeks in a row has been bad for fantasy.
Well, they got behind.
Yeah, but even then, still you need to use him in the passing game. I mean, that was, you know, like I said, I was talking with our friend Nick on the phone last night. I was just telling you, and that was part of it. We were talking about the Bills, and I said the Bills and the Packers to me are identical. Where, granted, you know, Josh Allen is a, you know, always going to be in the MVP voting because of who he is, and you know, Jordan Love can get there. But to me, they're identical in the fact that they just have a bunch of guys at receivers.
Yeah,
you know, they don't have a true number one that can bust a game open. I was talking to Nick how they actively got Golden involved early in that game.
And did you see that late in the game, that drop in the basket?
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as he threw it, and I'm like, okay, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Looks just like Devontae. Never put his hands up. Thing dropped right into his lap.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a sweet pitch and catch.
So
very impressive.
Yeah. So yeah, I like I said, that's what I said. I think the Bills and Packers, like, you know, they've always been, you know, it's one of those as an organization. I get, obviously, there's all the money and the contracts and then trying to find that guy or trade for them or whatever. But, you know, you're doing, especially if you're the Bills, you're doing a almost generational quarterback a gigantic disservice. I mean, you tried it with Stephon Diggs, and it worked for a year and a half, you know, and then he, you know, kind of crashed out, and, you know, then the diva came back and all of that. But, you know, same with Green Bay. You're doing Jordan Love a disservice by having, you know, and as a fan, it's easy to sit there and go, yeah, but it's Dobbs and it's, you know, Jaden Reed and it's Watson and everything, but it's not, you know, if you step back and look at it from, you know, from a ways back, it goes, these are a handful of, you know, they're Jags. They're just a guy, you know, there's no true.
I agree with that. But then you look at, I mean, so would you rather have a George Pickens where CeeDee Lamb is out and you know, George Pickens looks like a great receiver. And he is a really good receiver.
Yeah.
I mean, they probably have one of the best 1-2 punches when CD is back, especially since Pickens has scored in, what, 6 straight games?
Yeah, Pickens has been unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, granted, Dallas keeps losing games, but that's because their defense is, you know.
Missed him.
He was buzzing me.
Yeah.
You know, Dallas's defense has just been so bad, you know. And, I mean, Rico Dowdle told them, I'm coming. Oh, and man, sure enough, he showed up and you know, hung another 200-something yards on
him. Who would have seen that coming?
Well, I mean, somebody made a good comment in one of the chats that I saw was that, you know, he literally went against, like, the worst and the second worst rush defense the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it sounds like Hubbard is, you know, they're thinking he's going to be back this week, potentially, maybe.
Are you going to
Yeah, I would not.
Dowdle.
I would not.
When Hubbard comes back when Dowdle's had the kind of two games.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't – and I've got Hubbard is my number two back in the 16 team.
Yeah.
So I would love to see Hubbard play. But realistically, I think I'm going to temper it the first week.
Yep.
So how'd you do in the rest of them? So two.
So yeah. Two? Yep. So in the lost in both dynasties.
You ended up losing in ours.
Yeah, by like 13 points or something, because he had Jaden Daniels and somebody else last night. So is what it is. Then in the Yahoo leagues, I won in the one that we're in. I put up 100 or about almost 100 more. I don't know if I put up a full 100 than, and that was the guy who was 5-0 in first place.
Yeah.
He had a horrible week. Yeah. Same thing.
He was sub 100.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you don't score 125 to 130, usually you're out.
Yeah, yeah. I actually sat Jamar Chase in that league because they were like, "Well, he's got the illness," and I'm like, "Oh, it's Green Bay," and I have I have good other options in that league. So, Drake London almost was a yard short of another of a second 40. It was going to be a 40-yard touchdown right before half.
Yeah.
There, I mean, literally no time left, and his foot hit. Right before he was at like the ball was at like the half yard line, so that would have been even bigger, But yeah, he's how a team should treat its alpha number one receiver.
Yeah,
there's no reason that some of these guys should have fewer than 9 targets in a game. I don't care if it's game plan, whatever, especially when you're a young quarterback like Michael Penix, fairly NFL young. Yeah. He's not age young because he was in the college for a long time. But, the Chris Farley, the Tommy Boy plan.
Sure.
But they're called doctors.
Oh, I have my PhD.
There you go.
BS.
There you go. Yeah, that's for sure.
Actually, I always say I have my master's in BS.
Yeah. So, like I said, that's, in Penix's, his experience, he's young in the NFL, that's the key to it. You have an alpha receiver. There's no reason why you should not. I mean,
but was Drake London the highest scorer in that game?
No, it was Bijan because he's a monster, but still.
And I've got Bijan. So I, in that league, I played someone who scored like 77 points. My one running back and my, I forget what other position. Who else did I have that went off? I think a wide receiver or something. I beat that
JSN.
Yeah.
JSN, because he had a huge game. I beat
that person with those two people.
Yeah.
That's essentially 78 to 70 whatever using those two players.
Yeah, I had, that's what I had. I beat him with three. It was Drake May, Drake London, and then Dowdle. Had 40. Yeah. And then I had a good game out of my defense as well because I played the Raiders against Cam Ward. So,
That's an easy one.
How'd you do?
Yeah, I ended up 3-0, which surprises me a little. I mean, in the 30 some year league, I'm 6-0.
Nice.
Next closest team in the entire league is 4-2. Mm-hmm. My division. And the other division in my conference, the best is 3-3.
Nice.
So I've already got a 3-game lead plus tiebreakers on every team that has a chance.
Yep.
I'm almost tempted to ask if I've clinched a playoff berth yet, but it might be a little early. But it's not that far away.
No, it's not.
In our dynasty. I actually should have lost. I was thinking I was playing against someone whose draft pick I own, It's not my draft pick.
Gotcha.
So right now I have the 1, the 2, the 4, the 5, and the 9 in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 11 picks in the first 3 rounds.
Next season.
This coming year.
Yeah.
And then I've got another 11 or so through 4 rounds the following year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't have a great team. I've got a couple of great players.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that was,
I can do something
with our dynasty league. I would have beat every other. I was the third highest scoring team, But of course, I played the second highest scoring team. That's fantasy, but you know, yeah. Still, it's like. That.
I mean, it happened to you a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Lost to Q, and you had 205,
200 and something. Yeah, yeah.
And then in the other league, like we said, I mean, you had the high score.
Yeah.
I think I had the second highest score with 150 something. You had 180 something. Yeah,
I was
like
183 or 184.
So yeah. I mean, I told you that league, and it's interesting because you're 2-4.
Yeah, I started out like 1-4. Yeah, it was not good.
And again, you had a decent team, but when you've got a Burrow
Chase
stack, and Burrow gets injured.
Yep.
Saw what.
Yep.
And you had every right to. I mean, I would have sat. That's a tough one.
Yeah, because I've got so my receivers in that one are, you know, it's Jamar, it's Drake London, it's Tet, McMillan,
yep,
and then Garrett Wilson as well. Yeah. And I
you won't have to worry about Wilson for a little while.
Yeah, but too going against the Broncos, I knew that was going to be right. That was. Holy, that was like one of the worst games of football I've ever watched. And it was frustrating, too, from fantasy, because in the Yahoo League, I have Bo Nix, who I started, and left Daniel Jones on the bench, who had 23 points, and Bo Nix had like 13, because, you know, they come out in the first half, and Sean Payton's letting him actually, you know, throw it, and then they come out in the second half, and it's like they're doing like nothing but screens. They're trying to run the ball and it wasn't working. You know, it was just horrible football game all the way around, you know, on both sides. And then the Jets had net negative, was it 10 yards or something like that? Because they had Fields had like 43 pass yards or 45 pass yards. He was sacked nine times. And then with the penalty yardage, it was a net negative.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, or I think maybe it was the sack yardage. So the yardage he lost on sacks was 10 yards more than he threw for. So it was a net negative 10 yards.
That way they don't count it that way.
Yeah.
I mean, in fantasy, mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So moving on, we've got our injuries. We have David Njoku week to week with a knee. I'm not sure what he did. I don't know either.
I mean, because he was in the game. I remember watching the game. He was in the game, so it must have been, you know, obviously it was during the game, but I don't know. I didn't see what happened. But
Because I was watching some of it.
Yep.
And because they were trying to get him the ball. But
mm-hmm. Yeah, and Harold Fannin ended up having a good, you know, he put up like in full PPR, it was like 15 fantasy points.
Yeah,
he
had like
eight. Yeah, he's actually been quietly pretty receptions. Pretty consistent. I think his lowest week's been like 7 points, and then you know I think this was his highest week, or he had like an 18-point week in like week two or something.
Gotcha. So. Next up, we've got Emeka Egbuka, week to week with a hamstring. I heard he's probably going to miss at least a couple weeks.
Yeah. Did you see that clip of Gronk talking about him in the?
No.
Oh yeah, they were doing it. It was like a. It's been making the rounds. You'll see it at some. I'll show it to you after this.
He was talking,
and he was like, you know, how about this, you know, amazing young receiver, Emeka Egbuka, like just butchered the last name. He's a funny guy. He's entertaining.
He would sound a lot more intelligent with his mouth closed. I'm just saying because, yeah. The commercials, I just sit there because he does the USAA ones.
Yeah.
And he's such a meathead.
Yeah, what is it? What's the quote? It's better to let people think you're stupid than to open your mouth and prove it.
Yeah, he does a good job of it. Yeah. So then we've got an interesting one where Anthony Richardson and
it was another Colt.
Oh, I can't remember who it was.
I don't either.
It was Charvarius Ward.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Charvarius Ward was actually running a drill and
collided
with
the
teammate. Anthony Richardson ran into him, broke his orbital bone, orbital socket.
Yeah.
So he'll be out for probably at least a couple weeks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Unless Daniel Jones had completely fallen apart or, knock on wood, injured, I don't think Anthony Richardson, unless they were up by 30 points again, has a chance of seeing the field. So, yeah. I mean, that still sucks because it was just a freak. Yeah, they just ran right into each other. Neither like, paying attention.
Tre'Davious Ward, they're starting cornerback is out for the game because of this incident, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I did see that
there was a video going around initially. And
yep.
So, next up, we've got Marvin Harrison Jr. concussion protocol.
Yeah, he was having a decent game. You know, that one I think was fairly. I was like middle of the game when that happened. You know, I mean, you got Jacoby Brissett comes in and throws for 320 something yards and two touchdowns, which. I saw a stat. Kyler Murray hasn't thrown over 300 yards.
Did something happen to Kyler Murray?
Yeah, his ankle. He didn't play this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from last week, and he didn't play this week because of it. But Brissett came in and they looked like a good offense, you know. And that's happened before, where Kyler misses and the team looks a lot better. I think it's time for the. I really think it's time for the Cardinals to. I have them in dynasty, but it's. They need to move on from Kyler. It's just not. It's not working. It hasn't worked aside from his rookie year or second year where he was actually really good, and then it's just been bad ever since. Yeah. So.
Next up, Garrett Wilson out 2+ weeks with a hyperextended knee.
Pick up whoever's playing the Jets because you saw once he was out, you know, I mean, even then it was against the Broncos. So, you know, he had Sertan and he got completely shut out at that point. You know, he had quite a few drops. They were showing the low lights after the game. And I didn't realize, I mean, Garrett Wilson had like 3 or 4 drops. You know, the one was him. Another two of them, Fields threw it a little behind him. So trying to, you know, stop and kind of come back to it, but it still hit him in the hands. He got clamped down, and then the team just completely—they could not move the ball.
Breece Hall was after that okay at best.
I mean, he got a buttload of carries. He had like 22 carries or something like that, but it was only for like 70 something yards. Yeah. I want to say no catches, which was also weird. You know that they didn't try and use him. You know. In the passing game to try and move the ball, but
next up we've got Puka Nacua out for probably a couple of weeks or more. Ankle was going to potentially have he had a good chance at setting the record for receptions
he was on yardage. He was on pace.
That's going to be a tough one. In my waiver wire, I actually went with some players for the guys that were injured.
Yep. But,
I mean, next up, Calvin Ridley out multiple weeks with a hamstring.
I didn't hear about that until just now.
Oh.
So,
there you have it.
Yeah,
Breaking news.
It won't feel good, but if Ioman is still out there. I just want to say
Ozzy scooped that.
Yeah, scooped it.
No one else
actually. Suck it, Schefter. Suck it, Schefter. It won't feel good, but if Ioman is still out there, I mean, he's been really their number one. It hasn't, you know, amounted to much.
They're horrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they did fire Callahan yesterday. Yeah. Which is good, because he's been dragging that team down for a while. So we'll see whoever their interim is, and then whoever ends up coming into that job. Apparently, I've been seeing it was actually on the McAfee show, Pat McAfee show. They were talking about it, and all of them immediately went Gruden. Apparently, there's been talks that Gruden's been wanting to get back into the league and coaching. He's a wiener, but the dude is
wiener, not winner.
Yeah, wiener. The dude, I mean, he's a football guy and he's super smart. And I think if you can give him, I don't know. To me, he's one of those guys now. Like, I think he's been out of the league long enough that if you can give him the time and just hands off, he's got the personality that I think he could change a culture. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Next up, we've got DJ Moore, unknown injury, unknown amount of time. He was taken to the hospital last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was looking it up today, and there's no info on it, but last night I saw that he was taken to the hospital. I think he may have been kept overnight in Washington. I'm not sure. But there are no...
Nothing.
I've heard nothing about what the injury is. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't even... I was even watching that game, you know.
I mean,
I had the volume off because Brittany was on a work call sitting right next to me.
Gotcha. Maybe it's hand, foot, and mouth.
Yeah, good man. It's going around. It's going around. We just got through with it. It was Sutton's first day back at daycare and school, so... Yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah.
Next up, Joshua Palmer, week to week, high ankle sprain.
Yeah.
He actually had started out fairly well.
He's on the Bills, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Keon Coleman was pretty much non-existent last night. Shakir was better.
Yeah, Shakir, and, you know, he's one of those guys that he's necessary when they need him, but he's never the, you know, he's not a focal point. Like I said, that was what we were talking about, you know, the start. That's, you're just the disservice to some of these quarterbacks that these teams keep doing. I mean, i.e. the Bengals, you know. Don't get me wrong, you spend all that money to have these shiny toys.
And they don't have any money to spend on anything.
Exactly. You cannot protect him, you know. And that's what, like I said, Nick and I were on the phone last night, and Nick goes, he goes, honestly, you know, these teams, like, how do you not take a page out of, like, the Eagles, you know, or the Cowboys back in, you know, in the mid-2010s when they had that crazy good offensive line with, like, that had, like, three bad, you know, Wisconsin Badgers on it, Frederick and all those guys. You know, he goes, these teams, how do you not, you know, like, I get, you know, everybody wants to win now and do this, but, like, if you're, like, full rebuild, your first, like, 6 years of draft picks should just be a first round offensive lineman. Build your line and then go and do that, because linemen, you know, unless there's a major injury or something, typically actually have long careers.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, you see some of these guys are in, you know, like Trent Williams was on year like 17 or something like that, you know, and still playing at a high level.
Right.
So, you know, he's like, it truly can be that easy to build a team that way, you know.
Agreed.
And if you get a couple picks in the first round, you go and find a quarterback or whatever, and you start building this line. You know, I know obviously money gets, you know, after you get through the rookie contracts and stuff, but, you know, he goes.
I mean, look at the Packers over the last 20 years drafting linemen in the fourth and fifth round.
That takes the right kind of scouting and everything, you know, not every team has that, but
I get that.
But, you know, like I said, I agree with Nick. Like, it's just, it truly could be just that easy. You just, in the, you know, your first round pick every single year should be one of the top linemen, you know, if you're in that range at that position. You know, obviously, you know, your tackles are, you know, going to go, you know, in the first, if you got the first one, you could go number one overall, you know, especially with a left tackle, you know, but just spend the draft capital, build an offensive line. You know, it's just, you look at all the teams that are actually doing good. They have a good offensive line and usually a workhorse running back too, you know. So, I don't know.
Agreed. Next up, we've got Mike Gesicki, headed to IR with a pec injury. Didn't really notice it. But I was going to throw on, who was the tight end from Cincy last year or 2 years ago that I told you to pick up?
Tanner Hudson. Yep.
Had a touchdown.
Yep.
I was going to put him on here just as kind of a joke.
Yeah.
Because Gesicki's out and...
Yeah, they've got Noah Fant and Drew Sample as well.
Yeah.
Too,
yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, moving on to our studs. I did not... I'm dealing with a tear in my flexor tendon in my elbow. And it's in my right arm, so I cannot write easily. I cannot type easily.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of am skipping some of the info, but we do have our studs and duds, just not all of their stats.
Yep.
First up, we have Cam Scadabo, Scadaboo, Scadabo.
Scadaboo.
There's one O.
Yeah.
B-O.
Hey,
that's B-O boo.
I mean, that's how they pronounce it, you know, on the broadcast. I actually had all my buddies from school, high school. We had our, in junior high and high school, our math teacher. Her last name spelled the same, and it was pronounced Scadaboo.
Okay.
So.
I don't get it. Maybe they're from some holler somewhere.
That dude's from a different time. That dude's from when we were living in caves.
So plus 20.1. I mean, he's doing kind of what we expect him to do.
Yeah, I played against him in both Dynasty Leagues this week. So that was fun. Basically, sure, yeah. Yeah, if he didn't have that game, I think I potentially would have won in the league with Nick against Caleb, when I would have only scored the 86 or 87 points that I think I would have won, because his team was horrible as well, but it was boosted by the Scadaboo.
Yeah.
So.
Next up, we've got Rico Dowdle plus 17.2, and it's funny because in my deal with. Who was I dealing with? Was that with
your
with
big Isaac? Trade or Isaac? Yeah,
I don't remember which. I asked for Dowdle back, yeah. Dowdle and Tajay Spears, and they were like, "You want those?" I'm like, "Yeah." I mean,
Spears has
been going off.
And Spears is, you know, Pollard's getting old, and he hasn't been doing anything, and you know, Spears is always Spears has been there for a couple of years now, and they've always like, oh, he's gonna get more involved, and it just never really pans out.
But Dowdle was just magic again.
I agree too. If you're the Panthers, I mean, you can't, you know, I mean, it was kind of the same with, you know, Scadaboo and Tyrone Tracy, where at the start of the year Tyrone Tracy's the starter. But yeah, Scadaboo's been getting it done, and then Tyrone missed, was it just 1 week or 2 weeks? Maybe it was just 1 week that Tyrone Tracy missed, and he was back full healthy, and it was all Scadaboo, you know, until they were up in that game towards the end, and then they started bringing Tracy in.
Singletary, didn't they?
Singletary was in a couple times too, yeah.
Because I've got Singletary on that same team, but don't play him.
No.
So. Next up, Kayshon Boutte. Booty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he goes from a great week. He was plus 16.59 over projected in standard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of points.
Yeah.
He appears for a week. He disappears for a week. He appears for a week. Because I think we had him on our waiver wire a few weeks ago.
Yeah, after he had a
and then he was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, Drake Mays, you know, I mean, the way Drake Mays been playing, he might be in the MVP talks at this moment, you know, but he's just been playing lights out. So he's spreading the ball around, you know, and that's kind of been the Patriots' MO for a while, you know, matter who the unless you go back to Brady, but it's, you know, 1 week it's this guy, next week it's, you know, Booty, this week it's Hunter Henry, you know, last week it was Stephon Diggs who had 100 and whatever.
The running backs.
Same. Yeah. That's so frustrating because, you know, in the main Yahoo league, it was like fifth or sixth round, I drafted Henderson, you know, I took my shot, you know, cause at that point, you know, I was the number one pick. So I went Ja'Marr Chase, which, you know, hopefully with Flacco will actually end up being okay. It seems like it, you know, I mean, one game, but, you know, it looked okay against, you know, a good defense. So,
again, this defense disappeared for the most part. I mean, they played down to the, where were, you know, there was all this talk about, oh, the Packers are just going to crush that offensive line. And we didn't. Did we have a sack? I don't think we did.
I don't know if we did or not, but
I mean, they're just
I've been, you know, watching a lot of you know, after the game, there were a lot of missed holdings on Parsons.
Gotcha.
You know, I mean, and you know, again, partial because that's my team. But, you know, I mean, there were a lot where he just completely beats the tackle, you know, whether it's inside or outside, completely, whether, you know, he's swimming, you know, pulls a swim move or whatever. And the guy's got him, you know, just up on the opposite shoulder pad across the neck, you know, and they're just, you know, they're not, they're not giving it to
him. Frustrating for him.
Well, yeah, too. So, yeah, I mean that, and, you know, but then, you know, yeah, you get the defense, and it's, I don't know if it's like, is it written in the contract for the DC job in Green Bay that if you're up by two scores or a touchdown and a half that you just,
what did I tell you?
You just let the gas off.
It's a Packer thing. Prevent offense, prevent defense.
Yeah. But it's, like I said, it's every defensive coordinator. Yeah. I mean, Pettine did the same thing.
It's every been head coach.
Before that, head
I
coach
think it's
too.
The head coaches.
You know, I mean,
let's throttle it down.
Yeah. Well, the offense gets conservative.
Yep.
I mean, but you know, you get a running back like Josh Jacobs, you can sometimes afford to do that. But then on the defensive side too, you know, all of a sudden there's less. You know, you're not bringing as much pressure.
Right.
You're dropping more guys back. There was almost no pressure this past year. Yeah, and you're letting. Granted, yeah, you know, you're like, oh, it's Joe Flacco, but it's still Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins.
And Joe Flacco beat you 3 weeks.
Exactly. So you know the, you know, I know you don't want to. You know, they're always like, oh, you don't want to get beat over the top for an easy score. So we'll just drop people back, and you know, and we'll drop the linebackers, you know, to cover the middle, and you know, just hopefully our front line can get pressure, and you know, maybe get a, you know, you get a coverage sack out of it. It just, well, you know, stay and aggressive, with,
right?
You know?
But we've gone away from, or I shouldn't say we, because you don't know that we're all Packer fans here. The Packers have gone away from man coverage. When we had Jair Alexander and others who could, you know, Rasul Douglas, mm-hmm. I mean, there were guys who could cover man to man.
Yeah.
Man on man. Now we don't have any of those. Maybe Keyshawn can do it a little bit, maybe mm-hmm. Valentine, but we're running a zone defense.
Mm-hmm.
And a zone defense is, if you don't have the pressure and the quarterback has the time, he will find something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they
like
are.
Like I said, it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating that once we get up by the two scores, you know, or, you know, yeah, basically two scores, and they just sit back, and it's, oh, well, hopefully they don't drive the field and score here. No, if they do, guess what, Jordan? Please go score more points. Yeah. And then it's
a pressure, you know, on him. Yeah. Why don't we just push all the way?
Yeah.
And, you know. Yeah. I'm not gonna get into that. Next up, we've got Bijan Robinson plus 16.49. I mean, he was.
Yeah. Was that his first carry that he ripped for that?
No.
No. Okay. No. Yeah.
Went 81 yards. Yep. His longest play of his career. I mean, he catches, he runs, he. I mean, mm-hmm. he ended up with like.
It was like 160 or something rush yards, and then 68
six or eight catches.
Yeah, for like 68 yards or something like that.
I will say though that Drake London probably deserves to be here too because I mean that touchdown of his you were watching at the time.
Yeah, where he
reaches across. I mean, talk about strong hands.
Yeah, strong hands and
the out across the line. Saw that the guy was going to try and swipe at it, pulled it back, jumped backward, and then leaned with the ball. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a 6'5", is he?
Yeah, 6'5", probably.
210, 215 or something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's closer to 220.
I mean he's a big man.
Yeah, Green Bay had a chance to draft him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a lot of chances at a lot of things.
Yep.
Next up, case in point, didn't one of the top centers in all of football go one pick after we took Josh Myers?
Probably.
5 years ago?
Yeah, probably.
Next up, we've got DeAndre Swift. Had a huge game yesterday. He's a Jekyll and Hyde type of player.
More.
And I don't think it's him. I think it's... Yeah.
I think it's him as well. I mean, we saw this in Detroit. You know, because he's drafted by Detroit and spent a couple of years, I think it was three seasons there in Detroit and three or four seasons there, you know, and they let him go because same thing. He was very hot and cold, you know, was injured quite often in that first couple seasons, you know, would miss some time, but, you know, and then goes to Philadelphia for a season and is for the first 5 weeks is far and away the number one running back, but he's also running through, you know, these holes that the line is providing him that are 10 yards across, and he's, you know, and he's fast. Yeah. So, you know, I don't think he's obviously he's in the NFL, so he's a great athlete, right. But for NFL standards, I don't think he's a great he's a decent running back. You know, he's never going to be one of the top guys. So, I mean, he's going to have these games, which is frustrating for fantasy because he's one of those guys, you know, unless you have a better option, you know, which you probably don't because he's probably your number two running back and your number three running back is probably in a timeshare with somebody else on a different roster.
Yeah.
You have to play him. So you still get the duds. But then when you get the big weeks, it's fun and nice. And
but it's a decent sized handful, but it's not. I mean, I would say over half of the teams employ some sort of
committee. Yeah.
I mean, you talk about Jahmyr Gibbs. Well, he's only in there half the time.
Yeah.
Yet he's taken as a top five back.
Yeah. Well, that's because he's a great running back that has
Bijan,
the home run. Yeah.
Algier spends a lot of time on the field.
He does.
Too much.
I agree.
I look at a lot of these and I go, I don't know why, you know, Montgomery's good.
But he's not Jahmyr Gibbs. Yeah.
I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs is electric.
Yeah.
And the one that comes to mind is CMC. Mm-hmm. CMC plays, what, 99% of the plays?
Well, the rest of the roster's in the, you know.
They have Brian Robinson Jr.
Yeah.
He's not bad.
He's not bad, but, you know.
I mean, he was pretty good. Was it last year?
He had a couple games. I mean, he's kind of the same as DeAndre Swift. He'll have a couple games here and there, and then he'll disappear. And, you know, and he was basically in a committee as well because they had Eckler. So, you know.
I just, it's amazing to me. How quickly teams go to a second running back when, you know.
I blame the Shanahans.
Okay.
Well, that's who started it. It was Kyle's dad. Was it Mike?
Yeah.
Shanahan? He was the one who started that, and then Kyle did it, and now all the other teams adopted it. So that's why
Kyle doesn't do it.
Well, he doesn't do it now, but
you know, he gets CMC. Dad showed him how to do it, and
yeah. Now he's he did, but you get Christian McCaffrey, who's staying healthy.
But you've got Jahmyr Gibbs. You've got Bijan.
I totally agree. The Gibbs one. You know, I had Gibbs last year in fantasy, and you know, in the main Yahoo league, and it's so frustrating when. Because the Ben Johnson staple of every game was the first entire drive was David Montgomery, and he would get 3 yards of carry, which isn't bad, you know. He'd get three yards of carry.
You got to average four.
Yeah, and then they'd bring in Gibbs for one play, and he'd rip an 18-yarder down to the two. And you're like, all right, let him finish it. Then here's David Montgomery. And it was just so frustrating, you know, to watch that. So, yeah, I mean, you know, but their job is to win football games. If that's how they're doing it, that's how
players healthy. And I get it. I just, you know, it's frustrating as not just as a fantasy player or manager, but as a fan of football, you want to see the studs.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see the guys go out there and who are the best players on the team and get the ball.
Yeah.
Not sit on the sideline and have someone else come in just because, you know, well.
Yeah, try putting Adrian Peterson in a timeshare, you know, in a committee when he was at his peak in Minnesota there.
Yeah.
You know.
He would have taken out the switch.
Yeah.
Moving on to our duds. We've got Cooper Rush, -13.64. Who was he playing for?
Baltimore.
I guess I wasn't even paying attention.
Yep, Baltimore.
I didn't watch the Voldemort game.
Yeah. It was, for a little bit there, it was close. And then the Rams, you know, they ended up taking over and winning.
Yeah, the defense, you know, the Baltimore defense seemed to keep them in the game.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it was, you know, whether it was a Stafford had an off game and then obviously had the Puka injury, and that was on a end zone target. He came down and the guy landed on him, and, you know, like I said, sounds like, you know, but did they come out and say that Puka is going to be out multiple weeks? Because I heard they were calling him day to day.
Well, so. I read something today that said okay. It's probably going to be.
It's going to be like it's like a CeeDee Lamb kind of thing where it's, you know, if you do miss time, it's like 3 weeks. Yeah. So yeah, all right. But
next up, we've got Justin Fields -1303. I mean, not good.
No, yeah. Again, you're going against one of the top defenses in the league, you know, with a complete shutdown corner in Sertan, who took away Garrett Wilson, and then he got hurt. You know, so,
yeah. So then Sertan didn't have anyone to cover. He just kind of ran around out there for the rest of the game. And they still won.
Yeah.
Next up, we've got Puka Nacua, -12.02. Not a surprise there since he got injured.
Mm-hmm.
That was first half, correct?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
That's a struggle. Debo Samuel -10.62.
Actually, I'm happy about that because I went into last night in the Yahoo League. I was up. I was up like 8 points, and I had Matt Gay, the Commanders kicker, and John, who I was playing, had Debo, and they said he was a full go. You know, Debo going into last night, and so I was really hoping he wasn't going to have a big game because he's pretty necessary because, you know, no McLaurin yet still. So, I mean, he hadn't been playing great anyways, but Debo's been putting together some good weeks in his absence. So, you know, I'm glad he had a dud this week.
I had the same type of thing happen. I was up by like 18 points, which, you know, is good.
Yep.
But, you know, a running back can break off.
Yeah.
And get big plays. And, you know, an 80-yard touchdown is a 16-point play in our league.
Yep.
So I was worried because I was playing against Bill.
Oh, yeah. He could have. Yeah, could have broke one.
Yeah, yeah. I was a little nervous. Yep. I had Shakir still playing, but, you know, in that.
Yeah.
You can't trust Shakir.
No.
So I was a little nervous on that. Next up, we've got Javonte Williams, -10.2. He was the other running back for the team I was playing against.
Oh, yeah.
So he had Williams and Bill, and ended up with very few points out of them, luckily.
Yeah, we'll see. But I mean,
Williams, I mean, he started off huge, those two touchdowns in the first game.
Yep.
And they just... I get maybe it's without CeeDee Lamb, but Pickens, Pickens
the offense really doesn't look like it's missed a step with Lamb being out, you know, and that's why, you know, I mean, obviously their defense is what is going to kill them this entire season because it's horrible, but, you know, you get
Micah. Oh, no, they
don't. Yeah, they don't. So, you know, you get Lamb back, which is obviously a huge plus to the offense, you know, so. That should help out Javonte, you know, because it keeps the opposing defense honest and, you know,
honest than just
And Javonte starting that hot, that was a huge question mark. You know, is this gonna stick around? Is it for real? You know, can he maintain it? And you know, and obviously everybody's prone to have a dud. You know, you can't get Saquon last year where he was averaging 20 fantasy points every a week. You know, everybody's gonna.
His name is CMC this year.
That's true. So or Jonathan Taylor. You know, but you know, so we'll see what you know with Javonte. I mean, it's a interesting name because you got him super late in your drafts. You know, he was not going above round 10, 11. You know, he was going late, you know, because people just...
He was in a
16 team. Yeah, that set up, yes. But if you're in a 10 or 12 team, yeah. You know, even a full PPR league, you know, well, I mean, he went pretty late in ours,
think,
so.
I don't even think he's, do you think he's drafted in the Yahoo League that you and I are in?
I think he did get drafted.
Did you?
Yeah. So, I mean, but again, that was probably pretty late because there's, you know, he had the fatigue of him in Denver, yeah. You know, where it was his rookie year where he started out hot and then, you know, he got injured. You know, he's had, was it just the one big, I think it was his knee or his ankle. It was one of them that he was out for, you know, a full season essentially. So, you know, he just had that fatigue and again, it's Dallas and the fatigue of a Dallas running back over the last four seasons, you know, for fantasy has been worthless basically. Yeah. So, you know, it was one of those that it was, if you don't know what you're getting and if you took the shot, you're happy for these first few weeks. And then obviously you got a dud this week. So, you know, now you're probably sitting there going, oh, geez, you know, what's going to happen here?
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, if you drafted him in the 10th round,
yeah, it's, yeah,
your expectations should be tempered.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You probably have another, you know, who you thought your number two running back was going to be at that point, you know, still on your roster.
Right,
so,
right. Waiver wire, Rico Dowdle.
If he's somehow there after last week and then, you know, this week, yeah, if you're burning your number one priority, if you got Fab, I would, you know, burn Fab.
Well,
yeah, maybe not most of it, but, you know, I would, if you need a running back, yeah, try and get him because I agree, you know, like you said, how do you even go back to a true 50-50 split? Because it wasn't like Hubbard was, you know, burning the world down before he
but
got
he wasn't doing poorly.
Up. Yeah, I mean, he was serviceable.
Gave him a 3-year, $30 million or
yeah,
whatever.
Well, that too. Yeah, you get the money in there, but again, it's
I know.
You know, hot hand. You just beat Dallas, you know, the Panthers. You know, I mean, you're winning a few games here and there. You know, I mean, you shut out the Atlanta Falcons and hung 30 on them, and they just beat Josh Allen and the Bills last night, and the Falcons actually looked good.
I'm telling you.
You know, this season is
any given Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, it more so than normal. Mm-hmm. I mean, normally we still have at least a couple of undefeated teams.
Yeah.
And we have no undefeated teams. Mm-hmm. In fact, what did the Eagles do this week?
The Eagles?
Did they win?
No, they lost to the Giants on Thursday.
Yeah.
They were the last undefeated, and they lost on Thursday.
No, they lost.
They win.
They lost. No, they lost last week too. So So it was one of those, you know, the two undefeateds both lost last week, mm-hmm. and then both lost this week,
mm-hmm.
and so now your number one team is Indy. At 5-1, there might be another 5-1. I'm not even sure. Detroit lost.
Yeah.
Are the
Bucks aren't 5-1?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. Bucks are 5-1.
Yeah. This year, trying to say who the top team is at this moment is tough.
Do you know who the top quarterback is in football as of right now?
The top quarterback in football.
In fantasy.
Fantasy. It's Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Yeah. He's been actually, I mean, fantasy, you know, has been, because he's been running the ball a lot because they refuse.
He's got four rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, they refuse to use Pacheco or Hunt in any sort of actual workload. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I don't think it's. I mean, yes, there were a couple of designed runs. Mm-hmm. I don't think he wants to necessarily.
Yeah, a lot of them
run.
Are breakdown in the pocket and, you know, coverage where he's got to run
it. He came
it.
Around, he mm-hmm. naked bootleg, and he was looking to get rid of it. And he's like, nope.
Yeah.
Guy is right in his pants. So, next up, I've got Kamani Vidal.
Hopefully, you chose right on which Chargers running back you wanted to pick up last week.
Yeah.
Because Haskins was garbage and Vidal.
I wouldn't have picked up, you know.
Well, it's like I said, it's one of those.
A lot younger.
Yeah. I mean, Haskins was, he was on the Titans, I believe, for a couple seasons. He was backing up Henry when Henry was still on the Titans. He's been around a little bit.
Yeah. Wasn't he in, I want to say Seattle?
Haskins? I don't remember if he was ever in Seattle. I think he was always in Tennessee. Okay. And then, but yeah, I mean, well, Vidal was, what was it last year, 2 years ago? They drafted him late. He was like a sixth rounder or something like that, and he had a lot of hype coming in. Yeah. And then, you know, was so you know J.K. Dobbins? That I think that was the year that J.K. Dobbins started out hot and then got hurt. Yeah. So Vidal got buried on the depth chart, and so finally got a chance. So yeah. You know, yeah.
Now, how long is Hampton out?
It could be another 2 weeks. They said it was.
Well, he went to the IR, didn't he?
Yeah, they.
Was it 2 weeks ago or just 1 week?
No,
ago?
They did put him on IR. I think it was 2 weeks ago. So okay. this new week would be week three.
Okay.
And then, but they said, because I was looking, you know, because he's hurt, and you know, maybe I can trade and you know, get him in the deal and just keep him on the bench until he comes back. But they said it could possibly be more than 4 weeks with gotcha. What he's dealing with. So, gotcha. Yeah.
Next up, I kind of put two guys together, and this is because of Mike Evans, Ibuka, yep. Ibuka getting injured, or Igbigbo, and Godwin.
Yeah.
So I put on the Johnson brothers, Cam and Tez.
Yeah. I would add in a third Tampa Bay receiving option in Cade Otton. Had a good game because just necessary.
Yeah.
You know, when they have a full, you know, receiving core, he disappears because he's just not necessary. But, you know, Otton did this, was that last season or 2 years ago where he had a stretch run where he was number one tight end for like 5 weeks?
I drafted him in like the 14th round as my second tight end.
Yeah.
And then I don't remember. I think I had Dalton Schultz. I drafted.
So you had two number two tight ends.
Yeah, two number three tight ends. And I had to drop Otten because someone else got injured. And then all of a sudden, three through eight. Oh, yeah,
I remember that. He blew up.
Boom!
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there going, yeah. I had drafted him.
Yep. So, yeah, I would throw Cade Otten in there. He's probably sitting out there on the way, you know, and. You know, I picked him up in the Yahoo League because I had picked up Theo Johnson for the Giants and played him against Philly because my other option was Kyle Pitts against the Bills last night. And both of those defenses are good against tight end, but I figured, you know, with the connection that Theo had, you know, shown with Dart with the two touchdowns the week prior that, and he had like four or five targets and they just missed on a couple of them. So he would have had a decent game, but yeah, I think Cade Otten's he'll probably have like 10 targets this week.
Yeah.
I like Tez Johnson more than Cameron Johnson, you know, if you're going to pick one up because he had the touchdown this week and, you know, it seems like him and Baker, you know, I mean, Baker seems like the kind of guy he's buddies with everybody, but it does seem like they have a good, connection as well. So
I actually own him in our Dynasty League.
Yeah, I went looking to see if he was out there. And I saw that you had him.
He's
so.
On my, what do we call that?
Taxi.
Taxi squad. Yep. So, and he won't be coming off.
I was going to say,
I need to lose.
Yeah.
last one is Bam Knight.
So. That one was odd. That he got, you know, had the huge week when Michael Carter, you know, was the one who had the good week last week. And
I
you know.
Had picked up, I had picked up Michael Carter because of the injury to Chuba.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I've got an injured Chuba coming back. I've got Michael Carter not getting the carries he should be getting.
Yeah.
And I've got Jahmyr Gibbs, but Jahmyr and Michael Carter, I think, are both on bye after this week, in week 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be playing Chuba and I think what's his name? I can't even think of it.
What team?
I'm drawing a complete blank. Not coming. Do you have anyone else you'd add to the waiver wire? I mean, there are guys that are.
Yeah, this week really isn't a good week for for like the waiver wire? I mean, there's a couple names.
But yeah, there are still a couple quarterbacks. It just depends on how deep of a league you're in.
That too, yeah.
You know, before you joined the one Yahoo league that we're both in now, that was an eight-teamer.
Yeah.
And you'd always go, he's on waivers? And I'm like, everybody's on waivers in an 8-team
league. Well, that's like even in the league now, because now it's a 10-team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously, because of the situation and stuff, T. Higgins is on waivers in that league.
Yeah.
You know, I have Jamar Chase, and I almost looked at picking him up.
I know.
You know.
I dropped Keenan Allen a couple weeks ago.
Which was smart. Picked him up, but,
and he didn't do much. But, yeah, I mean, you can go out there on any given day. Well, I picked up Pittsburgh running back.
Warren.
Yeah. On Sunday, Saturday or Sunday.
Yep.
I'm like, my guys are.
Well, that's I picked up Dowdle.
Yeah. And I wish I would have picked up Dowdle
last week.
I mean, you and I didn't need any more points. No, it's not like it was a big deal.
Yeah. Well, that was, I mean, when Joe Burrow got hurt, Drake May was on the waiver wire.
Yeah.
So I picked up Drake May, and he's been awesome. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't. You know, no other names are really coming to mind. Like I said, Kate Otten, if you need a tight end, you know, that's always a, if you're streaming Harold, the position.
Harold Fannin.
Yeah, if he's there.
Yep. I mean, there are even Arondi
Gadsden. I mean, he had the fumble, but, you know, he's been still, had the good game. Yeah, he had like, what do you have, 8 catches or 6 catches for like 60 or something like that? So,
I was surprised because I didn't play him because I had picked him up after I traded one of my tight ends.
Yep.
And I put all, you know, I picked up 3. Oh, does that mean you're trading me? That no, I'm not trading. Or Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, whoever it
was. I'm like,
Yep.
And Gadsden is the type of guy who in Dynasty, he could be a good player. I mean, that's why I've got Tez Johnson. I mean, you look at some of the guys who
have
potential.
In the Dynasty League with Nick, you know, we were texting about it this morning. I traded away Malik Nabers and a second, but I got Rashee Rice and Travis Etienne and a third.
Yeah.
You know, and picks like you and I have talked about, I'm kind of in the same vein where it's like, unless I have like 2 first rounders, I don't really value picks, or unless I'm in like the first 5 picks, you know, of the first round.
And that's why I made the deals I made this year.
Yeah.
Because the teams that I was trading,
with
the top team,
yeah.
He didn't have his own pick.
No.
He only had other people's, and I came away with a lot of first round
picks. Yeah. So, so I ended up getting Rashee Rice because that roster, I have a chance I could win that league. You know, and with Nabers being out, obviously, yes, it's Dynasty, so you want to look forward to the future. But, you know, I get a Rashee Rice coming back, you know.
And he's always.
Yeah, so if he can step in, you know, it might take a week before he's, you know, back full to what he was last season. And it is a bit of a gamble because we only saw, you know, it was what? 4 games with him last year where he was, you know, like the number one of the top receivers in the league. So it is a bit of a gamble to see if he is actually that good.
I disagree, but Patrick Mahomes was horrible last year.
That's true. So, I mean, and he's been playing good this year. So I'm hoping that Rashee Rice can come and step in and you know, like I said, it helps me this year with that, and I get ETN, so I get some running back depth because I'm in that league. I'm rolling James Cook and Ken Walker, who's been just so frustrating because, honestly, Seattle, just trade him because you guys obviously love Charbonnet more than you do like Kenneth Walker. I know, but they seem to love Charbonnet more than they do Walker, and so trade him.
You know, just get rid of him. I think I drafted him in our Yahoo.
Yeah.
And you were like, Charbonnet? I said, Seattle likes Charbonnet.
They do, so, but
they're a wine drinking team.
Yeah,
Charbonnet.
Yeah. So, but
that's all we've got for this week. Yeah. I am Ozzie,
and I'm Austin.
Have a great week.
See you.